All right, so we're diving into some pretty interesting stuff today.
Yeah.
Excerpts from this article called AI Can Write Code. Mark Zuckerberg's bold prediction and its implications for mid-level engineers. It's a mouthful, I know.
Quite a title.
But it gets right to the point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking about Zuck's vision of AI systems working as mid-level software engineers by 2025. I mean, is that even possible?
Well, the 2025 target is ambitious, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it for a second. We've already got AI tools like GitHub Copilot churning out usable code.
Yeah.
And then you've got OpenAI's Hogek X. It can practically translate plain English into working software.
Right, right. I played around with those a bit myself. It's pretty wild. So if these AI tools are already out there, what makes Zuckerberg's prediction so groundbreaking? What's he seeing that maybe we're not?
It's about scale. Zuck isn't just talking about automating little bits of code here and there. He's envisioning AI systems that can handle entire tasks, the kind that a mid-level engineer might spend weeks on debugging complex systems, optimizing for performance, things that require serious problem-solving abilities.
Whoa, hold on. Am I picturing a team of robots sitting around arguing about the best algorithm? Is that what we're talking about here?
Not quite sentient AI, but the capabilities of these systems are evolving incredibly fast. The key is the data they're trained on. Imagine feeding an AI model the entire code base of Facebook, along with all the documentation, bug reports, the whole shebang. Suddenly, you've got an AI that can not only write code, but also understand the context and the intent behind it.
Okay, now that's where it starts to get a little creepy. If an AI can grasp the why behind the code, doesn't that kind of step on the toes of, well, human engineers?
That's the big question, isn't it? Is this a total replacement scenario, or is it more about a new kind of collaboration? Because even with super advanced AI, you'll still need humans to set the strategy, define the goals, and, you know, make sure everything's ethically sound.
Sure, sure. But let's be honest for a second. If a company can get the same output from an AI, maybe even better output, at a fraction of the cost, what's to stop them from just phasing out those mid-level engineering roles?
It's not just about cutting costs. Building and maintaining these AI systems is a huge undertaking. You need specialized expertise in AI development, training, and oversight. And the article makes it clear that even Zuckerberg admits there are things AI just can't do yet.
So you're saying this isn't like some overnight robot takeover. There's going to be a transition period. What happens to all those mid-level engineers in the meantime?
Adaptation is key. We're talking about upskilling, focusing on the areas where humans still have the edge, creative problem solving, understanding complex user needs, navigating those ethical gray areas that AI just can't grasp.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
But this AI-driven development thing, this isn't just a meta thing, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Zuck might be the loudest voice right now, but this is a seismic shift across the entire tech industry. Google's got its AI test kitchen. Microsoft is pouring resources into Azure AI. And Amazon has a whole suite of machine learning tools for developers.
So it's like the next arms race in tech. Everyone's trying to build the ultimate AI coding machine.
In a way, yeah. But it's not just about building the most sophisticated AI. It's about how these companies integrate AI into their entire development process, how they deal with the ethical challenges, and how they prepare their workforce for this new reality.
Speaking of the workforce, this whole thing makes me think about anyone out there who's working in tech or wants to get into the industry. What's a takeaway for them? Should they be freaking out?
Freak out? No way. This is about being proactive, recognizing that the skills that are hot today might be totally different tomorrow. Stay curious, experiment with new tools, and never stop learning.
Easier said than done, right? Keeping up with the tech world is like trying to drink from a fire hose these days. Where do you even begin?
Start with the basics. Learn about AI, machine learning, and how they're being used in your field. There are tons of free AI coding tools and tutorials online. Get your hands dirty, see what these tools can do, and start thinking about how they could change the way you work.
So instead of fearing the robot takeover, we should be figuring out how to work with them, maybe even learn a thing or two from them.
Exactly. Think of it as a partnership. AI can take care of those repetitive, time-consuming tasks, freeing us up to focus on what humans do best. Innovation, strategy, and you know that human touch that no machine can replicate? It's not just about individual skills either. It's recognizing that the entire tech landscape is shifting. And that brings us back to Zuckerberg's vision for Meta.
Yeah, because this isn't just about replacing a handful of engineers.
Yeah.
It's about baking AI into like the very DNA of Meta.
Exactly. The article talks about how Meta is using AI to personalize user feeds moderate content target ads. It's all driven by algorithms. And as those AI systems get smarter, they can handle even more complex tasks.
So this AI engineer thing, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Zuckerberg's really playing the long game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's betting big that AI will be the key to Meta's success. And honestly, he could be right. Just think about the potential cost savings alone.
Wow.
If you can automate a huge chunk of your development and operations, that frees up resources for innovation, new products, new markets.
I can see that. But isn't there a risk of like becoming too reliant on AI? What if the algorithms go off the rails or make the wrong call? We've all seen those stories about AI chatbots going haywire.
It's a valid concern. And the article definitely highlights the importance of human oversight. Even the most advanced AI systems need to be monitored, adjusted, and guided by humans who, you know, get the big picture.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. You can't just unleash the AI and hope for the best.
Definitely not. It's a constant back and forth between humans and AI, a kind of symbiotic relationship where each side, you know, complements the other. Humans bring creativity, intuition, and ethical judgment. AI brings speed, efficiency, and the ability to crunch massive amounts of data.
A symbiotic relationship. I like that. So it's less about AI replacing humans and more about AI augmenting human capabilities.
Precisely. Think of AI as the ultimate power tool for the modern tech worker. It can help you code faster, analyze data more effectively, and automate all those tedious tasks that, you know, suck up your time and energy.
Okay, so AI is the power tool. But you still need the skilled craftsperson wielding that tool, right? What does that mean for someone who's thinking about a career in tech? Are traditional software engineering skills becoming obsolete?
Not at all. The demand for skilled software engineers is actually higher than ever. But the nature of those skills is definitely evolving. We need more specialists in AI development, machine learning, data science. These are the fields driving the AI revolution.
So if you're just starting out, focus on those AI-related skills. Those are the jobs of the future.
It's definitely a smart move. But even if you're not going to be an AI specialist, having a basic understanding of these technologies is going to be essential for pretty much any tech job in the future. I mean, if AI is going to be everywhere in tech, you need to know how to work with it, how to use it to your advantage, and how to deal with its limitations.
So it's like learning a new language. If you want to be part of the conversation, you got to speak AI.
Exactly. And the good news is there are so many resources available to help you learn. Online courses, boot camps, open source projects, you name it. There are tons of ways to get up to speed on AI. The key is to be proactive, embrace lifelong learning, and never stop being curious.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the tech industry, but this whole AI thing, it's bigger than Silicon Valley, right?
Of course. This is a global phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And the article points out how industries like finance, healthcare, manufacturing, they're all starting to embrace AI in a big way.
So, like, what does that actually look like? Can you give me some examples?
Sure. In finance, you've got AI being used to detect fraud, analyze market trends, manage investments. In healthcare, it's being used to diagnose diseases, personalize treatments, develop new drugs. And in manufacturing, AI is optimizing production lines, predicting equipment failures, creating customized products.
It's almost like AI is becoming this invisible hand guiding all these different industries.
It's a great way to put it. And this impact is only going to get bigger in the coming years. As AI systems become more sophisticated and more accessible, we'll see them integrated into almost every part of our lives.
Okay, it's starting to feel a bit overwhelmed here. It feels like we're on the edge of some massive societal shift, and I'm not sure I'm ready for it.
I get it. It's a lot to process, but change is inevitable. The key is to embrace it, see it as an opportunity for growth and innovation.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe this AI revolution will actually lead to a better future for all of us.
Trying to be optimistic.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic for a second. There are also downsides to this, right?
Mm.
What about job displacement? What about the ethics of giving machines so much control?
Those are absolutely valid concerns. And the article acknowledges them. Job displacement is a real possibility, especially for those easily automated tasks. And as AI gets more powerful, we need to be super careful about the ethical guidelines we put in place.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but also how we use it and what kind of future we're building with it.
Exactly. We need to be having these open and honest conversations about the potential benefits and risks of AI. We need to make sure this technology benefits all of humanity, not just a select few. And we need to be prepared to adapt to the changes that are coming, both individually and as a society.
The article mentioned a company called Technegion. They seem to be playing a big role in this whole AI transition.
Yeah, Technetium is interesting. They're basically a consulting firm that helps businesses figure out this whole AI thing. They offer things like AI strategy development, implementation training, even ethical guidance.
So they're like AI whisperers, helping companies speak the language of this new technology.
That's a great way to describe it. I think companies like Technetium are going to become even more important in the years to come. As AI becomes more widespread, businesses are going to need expert help to use its power while minimizing the risks.
So if you're a business leader and you're feeling a little lost with all this AI stuff, Technetium's the company to call.
They're definitely one of the leaders in the field. And the article suggests they're making a real difference, helping companies across a ton of industries successfully integrate AI into what they do.
It's interesting to think about how these companies are shaping the future of AI. They're not just offering technical expertise, they're also influencing the ethical and societal implications of this technology.
Absolutely. And I think that's incredibly important because at the end of the day, the future of AI isn't about algorithms and code. It's about people. Hmm. It's about how we use this powerful tool to create a better world for ourselves and for future generations.
Couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think companies like Technetium are becoming essential in this new world?
I think they're playing a more and more vital role. As AI gets more complex and its impact on industries grows, the need for expert guidance and support is only going to increase. Companies like Technetium can help businesses navigate the uncharted waters of AI, making sure they harness its power responsibly and ethically.
Like, they're the Sherpas guiding us through this new AI-powered landscape.
Precisely. They know the terrain, they can anticipate the challenges, and they can help us reach the summit safely.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. The impact of AI on tech, its ripple effects across other sectors, and the role of companies like Technetium in guiding this transition. Where do we go from here?
I think the next step is to zoom out even further. We've been talking about the practical side of AI, but what about the bigger picture, the philosophical and ethical questions that this technology raises?
You're talking about stuff like the nature of consciousness, the role of humans in a world run by machines, the possibility of AI becoming smarter than us. Pretty heavy stuff.
It is. But these are questions we need to start thinking about now before AI gets so advanced that it starts making these decisions for us.
So before we hand over the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, we need to talk seriously about what kind of future we want to create with AI.
Exactly. The future isn't set in stone. It's a choice. And it's our job as humans to make the right choices to make sure AI serves us, not the other way around.
I like that. The future is a choice.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that we're not just watching this technological revolution happen. We have the power to shape the future we want.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this so exciting. If we approach this challenge with wisdom, compassion, and a sense of shared purpose, we can use AI to build a world that's more equitable and more fulfilling for everyone.
You know what? I think we need to shift gears for a second before we get too deep into the philosophy of all this. Let's come back to that article about Zuckerberg's prediction. AI engineers by 2025. We were talking about that, right?
Yeah. Feels like ages ago.
I know, right? We started with AI writing little snippets of code. Now we're talking about AI potentially changing entire industries. It's mind-blowing.
It is. But it's important to remember, this isn't just some far-off sci-fi concept. This is happening right now. We're already seeing the impact of AI, and it's only going to get bigger from here.
So for anyone listening who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed, kind of unsure about what all this means for their own lives, what's the main thing you want them to take away from all this?
The future of work is changing. And it's changing fast. The skills that were in high demand yesterday might be completely irrelevant tomorrow. So what do? You commit to lifelong learning. You embrace new technologies. You experiment. You push yourself outside your comfort zone.
That sounds great in theory. But I know for a lot of people, especially those who've been in the same career for a while, the idea of having to learn new things all the time can be really scary.
I hear you. But here's the thing. Learning doesn't have to be a drag. It can be fun. Yeah. It can be an adventure. Think of it as a chance to explore new possibilities, discover hidden talents, reinvent yourself.
Reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like this whole AI thing is giving us a chance to hit the reset button to rethink our careers and how we contribute to the world.
Exactly. And what's so cool is that there are so many different paths you can take. You can become an AI specialist. You can focus on those human skills that AI can't touch. You can even use AI as a tool to level up your current skills and become even more valuable.
So many options. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It is. That's what I find so inspiring about this AI revolution. It's not just about the tech. It's about human potential. It's about using this amazing tool to build a future where everyone can succeed.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive today. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just this. Don't be afraid of the future. Embrace it. Explore it. Shape it. The power is in your hands.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of AI. Keep those questions coming. Keep those minds open, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.
See you then.